In 1802, the French philosopher and scientist Pierre Laplace published a monumental work on the mathematical operation of the universe. When he was questioned by Emperor Napoleon Bonaparte, "You have written this book on the universe, but never mentioned the Creator," Laplace replied, "Sire, I had no need of that hypothesis." The Bible begins, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters, and God said, 'Let there be light,' and there was light." At the time that Pierre Laplace dismissed the Creator as irrelevant to science, the established scientific community believed the universe was eternal. Edwin Hubble discovered that the universe is expanding in 1929. Arlo Penzias, a researcher at Bell Telephone Laboratories, won the Nobel Prize for his work in 1965, which further showed that the universe had a beginning. Modern science can't explain what caused the universe to begin. They have a very good idea of what may have happened within the first second of time, but that first instant, the cause, the mechanism, remains out of their grasp. The first chapter of Genesis is looking more and more plausible. The prophet Isaiah is correct. The word of our God will stand forever. May our Lord give us the wisdom to see him in creation and to trust his word. Amen.